Joseph is sold as a slave. Soon a company of travelers was seen approaching. It was a caravan of Ishmaelites on their way to Egypt with merchandise. Judah now proposed to sell their brother instead of leaving him to die. While he would be effectually put out of their way, they would remain clear of his blood, for, he urged, he is our brother and our flesh. All agreed, and Joseph was quickly drawn out of the pit. As he saw the merchants, the dreadful truth flashed upon him. To become a slave was more to be feared than death. In an agony of terror, he appealed to one and another of his brothers, but in vain. Some were moved with pity, but all felt that they had now gone too far to retreat. Joseph would report them to the father. Steeling their hearts against his entreaties, they delivered him into the hands of the heathen traders. The caravan moved on and was soon lost to view. Reuben returned to the pit, but Joseph was not there. Upon learning the fate of Joseph, he was induced to unite in the attempt to conceal their guilt. Having killed a kid, they dipped Joseph's coat in its blood and took it to their father, telling him that they had found it in the fields. "Know now," they said, "whether it be thy son's coat or no." They were not prepared for the heartrending anguish, the utter abandonment of grief, which they were compelled to witness. "It is my son's coat," said Jacob, "an evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces." Vainly his sons and daughters attempted to comfort him. He rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. "I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning," was his despairing cry. The young men, terrified at what they had done, yet dreading their father's reproaches, still hid in their own hearts the knowledge of their guilt, which even to themselves seemed very great.